When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Buckets. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This Shelly-oop, hoodie girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We get buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
I love how Vish is in our group text saying this might be the best interview we've ever done.
Well, I mean, that's the reason I did it in the group chat instead of the private chat. It's because he can read the private chat. So thank you for blurting it out. But no, that was
no, I love it. Well, no, it's just like I mean, we had it for the most part. But it was just because he's expanded on so much stuff and it just led into other things. Like, I had so many other questions I didn't even get to because we just kept getting led into other stuff. But to start, Gary's not here, but he picked Chick-fil-A. So it is now 10 to 5. I'm going to have to redo the board again to make more space. I'm going to have to write the name smaller.
Or God. We can initiate an ad campaign.
We need a shooter. We need a shooter, chicken. Vish. Hopefully Nigel's a Popeyes guy.
But I will say next week.
We need Danielle, Coach Page.
Next week, Coach Danielle Page of the women's team is going to be on the show. And I told her that we have the debate. And she had said she hadn't had Popeyes in a while. So she's literally going to get Popeyes before we have the show next week. So she makes
honest. Sure it doesn't even matter what she picks to me. Then, like, she's taking this very. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Also, Matt, Chick-fil-A was picked, and Coach Kimball likes the trolley jerseys. So that was like the ultimate.
I mean,
it was not your day.
I mean, he's like, yeah, the yellow.
I read that in the Popeyes commercial too.
I know. So did I.
I totally sang that in my head.
Love that chicken for Popeyes. Anyway, CCH, we're not going to ask the coach about what you are calling a secret. We don't have like millions of people watching, but if something is a secret, we probably wouldn't talk about it on stream.
Why not?
I don't know. Let me unpack that a little bit and figure out why we might not be a good idea to do that. But yes, let's talk about the rest of your board. In fact, let's do this so people can see it clearly. So why don't you point out the rest of your board? Yeah.
So for those of you who follow our Twitter page, I announced that we would be, I'm assuming you guys know that I have a hoodie line that it was released in May with aboutthefans.com. So to our viewers of Buckets who want to get a hoodie, but maybe he's like, oh, it's a little too expensive. There is now a 10% discount code for our Buckets following. If you put HG and the number 10, so HG10, you can get 10% off any one of the four hoodies. So aboutthefans.com, search hoodie girl, and the four hoodies will come up. I'm wearing one of them. This is my logo hoodie. It's my favorite. I think it's also Vicious favorite. But you guys may like the Larinaga Meyer 23 hoodie. It's like a presidential collection type hoodie, and it says Final Four and Elite Eight on it. So for our basketball viewers, you can get 10% off if you use the code HG10. So please buy a hoodie. I appreciate it. We might have 3 days of winter here. It'd be totally appropriate when it hits like the 60s. And if you're me and Vish and you're going to the Cal game in October, the Bay always has hoodie weather. So just saying. HG10aboutthefans.com. Good stuff.
So we do need to, you know, talk a little bit more about the Trolley jerseys and how, you know, just the positive association that Coach has, and
he's correctly... The team wore them on the day that he had his kid. So, I mean, there was no way he was
going to hold on. That might be true. However, he did say the players loved them. They play well in them.
Did we win that game?
Yes, we won the men's and the women's game in the Trolley jersey, which last year was quite the feat. So,
Well, you know what? We can ask Nigel about him, too, when he's on.
Yes, we can.
Man, the coaches are not giving us easy tasks because Coach Fitch said Haley Kamender. So,
I mean, Nigel's probably a more attainable question mark. I mean, definitely than
I'm going to have to clip that and then tag her and see if we can get a bite. But I'm not confident.
Well, first of all, we'd have to do them. We'd have to have both the Kamenders, right?
Yeah, we would do both. No way we just have one. But yeah, again, we're going to have Coach Daniel Page on the show next week, Thursday night, 8 p.m. next week. We have a two-part Mount Rushmore / Trashmore this week and next week.
Yes.
So something to look forward to. And then we were going to do NBA Grid, but there was too much going on today, and Matt's been busy, and that's a lot on Matt to ask him to do. NBA Grid, so we'll save that for next week.
You're letting them know that Matt gives all the answers for NBA Grid, Melissa. Way to go.
Anybody who watches the show knows that Matt does 99% of NBA
Grid. That was the joke. Right, when we accidentally go in where it's like, oh shit, I got one of the scores this week.
Nazir Muhammad.
There was a show last offseason where me and Vish did NBA Grid without Matt.
Yes.
It was not good.
We got it done.
I think we tried to keep it under 10%. I think that was the goal.
No, it was we did it legitimately, just, you know, it was I think we said under 2%. It was a low enough number where it wasn't like embarrassingly bad, but no, you know, I think we got lucky with a couple. I think some of our old friends, Nazir Muhammad, Anthony Tolliver, were on there. So we got, those are like free squares because we're going to plug them in regardless
of topic. Our usual go-tos.
Yeah. So we were able to.
I'm just kidding.
And I think we might have done one with the Heat or the Mavericks on it too. So it was a little cheating there. It wasn't
where we had players.
we knew some of the history of it. But yeah. No, we have pride. And that was like, that's the last time we're doing that. So, yeah, that was that.
I feel like that interview could have gone like another hour. Like,
oh, for sure. And
I kept looking at the time and I'm like, oh my God, we're keeping him forever. Oh my God. Oh my God.
And I'm ready for the opening game now. He's fired up. You can tell he's excited for this team.
But it's so crazy how everyone talks about Jaleel's assists, because when we interviewed him last offseason, he was like, my passing is the most underrated part of my game. He wasn't wrong. So, should we go on to Mount Rushmore?
Oh, man.
Are we ready?
I'm winging it.
I only have two.
So, Vish, explain our Mount Rushmore today.
So, also, I'm curious in the chat, you know, if you've heard the term sliding doors moment, but especially it's something that seems trivial that then causes a pretty massive shift in activity. It's kind of a form of butterfly effect, essentially.
So it wasn't a Mount Rushmore of our favorite sliding doors that we've ever.
But that led to a good moment. That's something good. And the next week is going to be something that makes something bad.
No, Matt was making a joke about actual physical sliding doors that you stepped all over, Melissa. But anyway,
I'm used to it.
Me and Matt had no idea what he was talking about in the chat. We thought it was a typo.
Yeah, that was yesterday. I'm talking about right now. The second Matt was making a sliding doors joke when you stepped all over.
It's fine.
Sorry.
It's okay.
We know we're just lucky to allow us.
There's a bird like checking out the window right now, like just staring over here, and I'm just like, don't do it, buddy.
Also,
should I kamikaze that or not?
Can we mention Coach Kimball noticing the Long Beach banner?
Oh, he knows, man.
Yeah, he knows.
It spreads.
The beach.
We gotta go beach in there. Oh, I said Annie, Go Beach.
Annie loves Annie. Oh, no. Here we go.
Our guy.
Oh, no.
MF Doom. Oh, Scrubs.
Yes, Scrubs. I am in the healthcare field too, so that's quite that accurate. Worked.
You could have actually had a picture of her in an actual scrub instead of
yeah, everybody. I know. That's yeah. That's me 3 or 4 times a week, actually. So, I'm assuming MF Doom is coming over from the Flow because they had the Forticulture show at the same time that we started.
I mean, you missed that Cody Kimball interview. Definitely check that out. Either here or on the audio podcast, if you want to do that, which will be out after I edit this and put it out.
Also, I want to shout out my guy, Coach Coop, because he released a video today and he was wearing the Hurricane Warning hoodie in that video. So shout out to my guy, Coop, for rocking a Hoodie Girl hoodie.
That UF this track is percolating. So
yeah, he did a week zero preview of Florida State Georgia Tech, but he wore one of my hoodies on his channel for the first time. He wore the Hurricane Warning hoodie. I was very excited when I went to go watch that, and I was like, I know that hoodie. So it's also the hoodie that MF Doom won. So, and I think we said when we get to 1,000 followers on Twitter, we were going to give away another one, right? Is that what we said? We're at 720 currently.
I don't know. You could always just decree it.
I do. When I feel like being a dictator. all right.
Oh, man.
You know, if you're a dictator when you feel like it, you're just a dictator.
Well, I have to give off the illusion that this is a democracy.
We're voting in North Korea or something. Is that what's happened?
Nice hat, Vish. Where'd you get it?
It was given to me as a blessed gift from our righteous leader. I was fortunate enough to be rewarded for being compliant with all policy, and it was bequeathed.
It was a gift for another trip around the sun.
That is accurate.
All right. Okay.
All right, so we never fully explained what it was. So. Yeah. Essentially, we're doing sliding door zones, which again is something seeming truly trivial or something happens that causes a major impact. And since it's Mount Rushmore, major positive impact on any Miami sport, a Cane sport.
For example, can I give my first one?
Yeah, you can give your
which
first one.
I think me and Vish might have the same first one. We're going to allow repeats because this was like hard to think of. But for example, Frank Haith leaving to go to Missouri caused us to hire Coach L, which turned into the best coach we've ever had in Miami basketball history.
There you go.
Yep, that's one. Matt, do you want to go next or you want me to?
I'll go next. I guess I'll go with the one I told you guys off camera already.
You told Vish, you didn't tell me.
But well, you heard it though. So we talked about it. The Blake Hidson missing the half-court buzzer beater. I mean, a lot of implications if he would have made that shot beat us. We wouldn't have won the ACC. Seeding would have been different. Could have been in a different section of the bracket.
Could have met just UConn never... earlier.
Yeah, because what seed was UConn was a...
They were also a 4, so we theoretically could have hit them in the second round anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Just never know. So I guess that'll be my first one. I don't know what else. I need to come up with some more.
What is going on? I'm trying. It's too small.
I think it's the host of for the culture. For the culture.
Oh, okay. Who's the sub? Like, there's a head on the.
Doom, can you DM that to the buckets?
Yeah, I need to see what that is, Doom.
Well, that's going on. I'll do my first. So I have a lot more, actually not that much more than Melissa, but a lot more memory of Miami sports. So I'm more drawn. So I'm loath to pick one that could be picked by either of you. However, screw that. So because we can't do repeats. So I will say in the 2013 season, Reggie Johnson getting injured initially, not when he was out for the year at the very end, allowed Julian Gamble coming back from injury to get a lot more playing time and grow as a player, which is actually what gave us that monster front court by the time we hit January and he came back. If Reggie had been healthy the whole year, I don't know that Julian Gamble has that opportunity to play as much, get those minutes, get back into court action, because remember, he'd missed the last year with an injury, and actually allow those three to work together well, which they were, which
you know
they
what?
Did when we got ACC play.
Can I take one real quick while you mentioned Julian Gamble?
I have one with him also.
Yeah, can I say his decision to stay here? Because it was likely he was going to transfer.
He told us, right?
Yeah.
But on top of that also, that knee injury that caused him to sit out that year gave him that extra year to come back.
That's true.
So he didn't transfer. Plus, that knee injury gave him another year to play on that team. So, like, that whole situation of Reggie being injured, but also Julian's knee injury, Matt saying that his decision not to transfer, but his injury keep giving him that other year. So that's one for me and one for Matt.
You both just like stole my shit. All right, here we go. So
you're up again, Vish.
All right, well, here's another one that now I feel no guilt about, like, going right into your backyards. So getting blown out by Dayton in that tournament in November of the Elite Eight year, and Coach L said, this isn't working. We changed up the entire way we play, which is where the small ball came out of. And out of that,
Wasn't it the Alabama game?
No, we got blown out by Alabama too, but it was Dayton, who was terrible, that killed us. It was definitely Thanksgiving weekend, because I was cooking and watching the game on a laptop, and I was like, we're so bad. And then we got to do a rethink. And that led to what ended up being a Elite Eight and then Final Four, playing a completely different style, which I asked him about at the ACC tip-off last year, actually, because the team we were talking about, 2013, ton of size, powerful, a lot of pick and roll with Melissa's guy, Kenny Kaji, at the stretch for there. I did it for you, so now it's been happening. And then to completely shift to do a lot of motion on the offense. It's completely different from what he had played before. And it took, Alabama blew us out too. We got blown out. If you look at that November, look, we were obviously all wrong and the people doing this were wrong, but it's not hard looking at the previous few seasons and how that one started to understand why, when we got to March and we're blowing Auburn out and we're beating Iowa State and we're in the Elite Eight, people say, man, back in November, they thought this should be his last season and he should get fired. It's not – obviously, that was wrong, and he proved wrong again and again and again, but it was that bad. That November, the beginning of that Elite Eight season was a disaster, and it forced the – that is a slide. If we had actually played reasonably, like if we lost a bunch of close games, I don't know that we make any changes. Like, oh, we're almost there. Let's stick with it.
Yeah.
We don't make the Elite Eight then.
No, I think it's a great one. I'm going to take it as my third, so I don't.
What's your third?
You stole mine again.
Just whatever Vish said. Oh, wait, wrong way. Ditto. Oh, wait, that was the right way? Wait.
I'm going to have to get Blue on here to talk about.
I'm so lost.
He's stealing my idea is what he
said. Yeah, I'm stealing his idea. I like that one.
What's the idea? The Dayton game?
Yes.
I'll just say both games. That whole, because it was that tournament, right? The ESPN, what was it, like the ESPN something classic or whatever? Yeah,
it was Dayton on Thursday, and then we snuck
it was,
out.
It was the one at Disney. It was at Disney World, right?
Yeah, it was three games in 4 days. We beat North Texas by 6, lost to Dayton by 16.
Mean green, man.
And Alabama by 32.
So you're both taking the Dayton game.
That weekend tournament.
I'll just mine. I'll just say that, yeah, that weekend, you know.
I don't know if this counts for my third, but just like, so Coach L came in and he had a bunch of these Frank Haith recruits, but can we talk about like getting Trey McKinney Jones and Kenny Kaji to transfer and then sit a year and then having them be like the additions to like Shane Larkin deciding to come back from DePaul, like just these transfers that you didn't realize at the time that the team was going to be so good, but this like.
I had Shane Larkin coming from DePaul as one because he was already wasn't he already at DePaul or like he was about
he never like, actually played he like didn't he like
wasn't he there? On campus or something
or something and then he decided to come play here but then like also like the combo of that plus getting Trey and Kenny like kind of like that transfer class, like the big impact that it ended up having. So I'm just going to say the 2012-2013 transfer class.
Well, yeah, and the way you can make that count, because it's kind of an element, this is the what if, right? Those were not – Kenny Kodgy and Trey McKay Jones weren't big time. Oh, my God, I can't believe we – because back then, but the what if part of that, the real what if part of that is there was no portal, so there was not a lot of transferring, mm-hmm. especially in basketball where a lot of kids go pro before they finish their eligibility. And actually – because the rules, this is where Melissa's timing comes in, because the rules mandate they sit out, they ended up sitting out a year instead of playing the previous year, which allowed, again, like you said, other players to also show up, and that's what allowed the team to be assembled that year versus spread across two years.
And you look at that team where it was Shane Larkin and all seniors. So you've got Duran Scott, you've got Trey McKinney-Jones, you've got Reggie, Julian, Kenny Kodgy, you have the freshman Tanya that wouldn't have been there if this was the year before. You have Ryan Brown, who was a significant factor off the bench, that was also a freshman who wouldn't have been there the year before. So all of those pieces coming together with the rule that they had to sit and Shane last second deciding to play at Miami, all of those things. So that, yeah. You know, I had to mention Kenny somehow.
I mean, I beat you to it.
Well, and then so Matt said that whole Dayton tournament thing. So it's back to you for number three.
I mean, should I just say Matt's two for him since this is what every...
Yeah, what is it?
What number... Wait, hold on. So you guys already did...
Three. Blake Hinson's miss.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
You currently have Reggie's...
No, I know mine. I lost track because we kept going out of order because I was like, yeah. Me too.
To be fair, I did have Julian Gamble written down.
I think you both did, and it's not actually this. Yeah. That one. I'm just messing with you.
Well, ours are two different because you said Julian deciding to stay, and I said Julian's knee injury requiring him to miss a year. So they're kind of different. Vish.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking, should I go out of sport here? Because there are. All right, I'll do. This is going way bad. This one's definitely. This one is one Matt cannot steal because there's no way. You might have been in diapers. So people don't remember this, but Ken Dorsey's freshman year, he was not the starter most of the year. And that year, Florida State and Virginia Tech played for the national title. We're playing at Virginia Tech. We're actually beating them. And our starting quarterback was a guy named Kenny Kelly, who also was a professional baseball player. He gets injured in that game, and because of that, we were up 10-0, lost 43-10. Ken Dorsey came in, was not ready for that game at Blacksburg at night, number two team in the country, threw a pick six, was a disaster, but had to start the rest of the year. That prepared him, because if none of that happened, he does not play that year other than like garbage time. Next year is when we started our 34 game win streak with him as the starting quarterback. Without playing those games, none of that happens. So, you know, the whole, like, the only time we've had a football program since the 90s is that injury.
Can I put Jimmy Graham deciding to play a year of football at tight end and then having a long NFL career? Does that count or is that not? I'm winging it here. I'm trying to come up with things on the fly because I don't have a fourth.
If only we didn't have this topic for like a day.
What about –
some no name? I mean, I know we don't like this person anymore, but like L randomly getting some dude from Arkansas State that's an undersized center that ends up like helping lead us to an elite eight and then a final four. No, not elite eight, a final four. Sorry, he wasn't on the elite eight team. I don't know which one's better. I mean, Nigel is a bigger deal because he came from K-State. But like,
I'll take Jordan Miller then.
Yeah, I was gonna say Jordan Miller too.
But okay, so
it's not really. I know what you're gonna say.
These are just we recruited a dude. The Jimmy Graham one's a good one because most major football.
I feel like you could say something for Nigel Pack though, because like that was actually like he really could have gone to Purdue. Like that was, you know,
that was. Yeah, like, I think that's that one's. Oh, a I got a what if. But the Jimmy Graham one's a bad one.
That's a bad one. Never mind.
There's a lot of bad ones. The trash will be a lot easier.
Yeah, the trash.
And the Jimmy Graham one's a good one because you think about it. I know, insert joke here. A major at that point football power allowing
what about the tight
end off, power forward off the basketball team to even play. Yeah, Jimmy Graham, obviously long NFL career, multiple time Pro Bowler, is an elite NFL tight end, but most teams that are at that point, we were what? That was our best year under Randy Shannon. We lost three games that year, finishing the top 15. Letting the power forward play tight end is not something most programs do. So that I think that one fits. Because easily the coaches have been like, no. What are you talking about? You're not gonna play tight end for anything else. You think you can play tight end at the University of Miami? You're crazy. They let him play.
I don't know if I have another one.
I mean, the Jimmy Graham one counts, Melissa, if you want to use that.
I know. I'm trying to think if there's something better.
And I do think Nigel, in a way. Well, I guess okay. Let's unpack the Nigel one a little bit. So, what if
what about Purdue? What about Fern Labadie retiring and us getting Coach Meyer?
Fern Labadie didn't retire. Shalala knifed her. So,
what about her getting fired? That turned out to be really good because we got Coach Meyer.
That counts. Actually, that was a shock. No one expected that. She's I think in the UM Sports Hall of Fame for in Labadie, but it was time, I guess. Shalala fired her.
I'm gonna put Coach Meyer getting hired.
And I guess the same question there, like obviously we don't know for that, but for Nigel Matz, that's closer to now. So what would we have done? That's kind of the what if, right? So obviously he fit like a glove. And there are questions about that. Remember, it's hard to remember now because as Coach Kimball was talking about, like he's the unquestioned leader of this team. When he's not on the court, we noticeably drop off, right?
Yeah.
And even when he was hobbled, it killed us. Like even him at 50% was better than not him, but it was not good enough. Like, but it's hard to remember at the time, like, is he going to really fit next to Zay? And then he's, you know, didn't get out of the gates well. And it was really only, you know, around Christmas and then on into ACC play where he really started to fit in. So that was not necessarily a slam dunk. So what do you think we would have done? Because we were going to get someone at that position. And frankly, we were waving around money. So someone was going to come in. But what would have been – so Nigel, let's say, does go to Purdue, which is, I guess, home state, right? And then – so then what – you know, the what if there's kind of like, well, what would we have done? But I think the reason –
throwing money at someone else. But I don't
know. I think the reason that there's – I think the reason that it works is whatever we did would not have worked out as well as this, period.
Yeah.
Well, I will also say Matt can leave his fourth one open because at the end of the season, it's going to be like, what if Nigel had decided to leave after this past season and transfer like everybody else did?
Yeah, but he was never going to do that.
But he stayed. And I think that's going to be a big deal at the end of this next season. Just saying.
Respect.
That can be Matt's fourth, but it can be at the end of the year. At the end of the
season. But he already gave his fourth.
I know what I'm just saying. It can be another one.
That can be his fifth. We can revisit the topic and
go. Did you guys see that they're I'm the one just going off topic. Did you see they're bringing back backyard baseball?
Are they?
Yeah, they're gonna remake it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Crazy, Vish, did you say a fourth?
No, I was helping y'all out.
What's your fourth?
God, now I don't.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I also will say, like the Nigel staying thing, I also have a really good feeling about Coach Cullip. So like,
I cannot verbalize. I was devastated.
I was devastated. I was devastated that Coach Meyer retired because we obviously love her, but I think Coach Cullip. With what Coach Meyer has built here, and now like the women's team, like we kind of have a name for ourselves now. I think Coach Cullip can continue with that and keep going. And I think it's Coach Phillips going to be awesome. Also, I mean, obviously Coach Meyer is like number one to us, but like, I think we're on an uptrend that I think she's going to continue what the momentum Coach Meyer had. So that's another thing later on in a few seasons, we're going to look back and be like, all right.
I was not going to verbalize that at all. I will never.
No,
never.
Coach Meyer's number one to us. She named the show. Never. Her, never. But never. That's why her picture on my wall is bigger than other ones, because I was like, never. I'm not going to just put a 4x6.
I thought it, you know, we could be looking back if there's a next step. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not saying that. So,
but if that happens, though, it's going to be because of what Coach Meyer built.
I understand that.
Has been able to continue.
You're absolutely right. And still,
I'm just saying.
No, you're 100% correct. I thought the exact thing that came out of your mouth, and I'm like, I'm not going to verbalize that.
You know, I got no shame. It's on the intro.
There's principalities involved.
It's here, on man. The intro. No shame. There will be a small revamp to the intro when Vish does have time to do it, because we do want to add Coach Cullip to it, and we do want to take out a few.
There needs to be some subtractions too,
or a person mainly.
There's
6'7" person that we need to remove from the countdown.
I will say another future sliding doors.
Wait, can we talk about how Coach, just reminded me when you said 6'7" that he said Matthew Cleveland was 6'5".
Yeah. Okay.
Isn't he listed at 6'7"?
I thought he was listed at 5. Let me see. I mean, we know.
Didn't he also say like Brandon Johnson's like a legitimate 6'8"?
Yeah.
Or something. And I kind of laughed to myself because I was like, okay, he's like, yeah, it's a real height. Oh, yeah. It's not like the fabricated stuff.
Yeah, 6'7". Cleveland's 6'7".
Yeah. Because Brandon Johnson's listed at 6'8", I think, isn't he? Or no?
I thought it was listed at 6'9", or maybe that's Kyrie Huey.
I think Huey's 6'9".
I wanted to ask a question about something about how we have Kyrie Huey and Lynn Kidd and how that's going to be such an upgrade from our centers that we had last year, but I didn't want
to. Well, we didn't have to ask it.
I didn't want to throw that much shade.
No, but we didn't have to, because he basically said that. I mean, he didn't say, wow, thank God we have an actual, like, Norchad's gone.
Which he said we can do more.
Yeah, and he said we actually – no, he used the phrase actual size.
You see how yeah. I talked about spacing, and he was like, yep.
Yeah, no, there's definitely a better constructed roster that's not – I would say it's much more multidimensional. It was – we had one – we basically could throw the fastball, and that was it. And then our –
Well,
our
now best, it's like
– Yeah.
It's like now we have like – I mean, we don't – I mean, I know – there's limited minutes, but like we can play different ways. Like if AJ Stan McCray needs to get out there, he can guard multiple positions. We can have like more of a defensive minded, you know, lineup, or, you know, smaller lineup, bigger lineup. You want to play, you know, with more size. It's a lot of versatility that we have.
We had, you know, both teams basically had like a complete refresh and rebuild, and like to me, like it was very nerve-wracking at the beginning, being like, oh my god, we have like no players. But like now, looking back on it now, like I'm so excited for these seasons, just because so many new faces and how well both Coach Cullip and Coach L have recruited from the portal, and like the freshmen coming in, and like we haven't talked about it now, but we will if I can find tape. But like we already have 4 ladies in our recruiting class for next year. 2 of them are top 100 players. So, I mean, there's, and then we offered another one who's like 6'3" and is like a top 100 player also. Like Coach Cullip hitting the recruiting trail like crazy. And you obviously know she can recruit from the portal. And Coach L, I mean, the 180 turnaround in the portal recruiting this past offseason. So I mean, I'm not trying to get ahead of myself, because obviously we were let down significantly last season. But like, I'm on the like, if you watch 6-3 and Canes on Monday, where Vish picked us to go 12-0 in football, like I'm starting to drink the basketball Kool-Aid a little bit. So I'm just, you know,
I'm not going to pick us to go undefeated in hoops, but
no, I'm not going to do that. There's more games to be played, but like,
I might have to do a parlay of us winning the ACC.
Well, we're going to do a prediction. We're going to do a prediction.
Can I finish my Mount Rushmore before we do a prediction show? Or?
No, you're done.
That's Matt's fault. He went off on the tangent first.
I think we all did. I think I did first, actually. But
the vicious your three so far are Reggie Johnson's thumb injury allowing Julian to get more playing time, the Dayton blowout, and Ken Dorsey playing as a freshman.
What, you're repping the network?
Yeah, what's happening? Just gotta let it be known
that and Coach Kimball approved. We played good basketball in this. End quote. So my last one is, what if in the ACC tournament, Louisville against the women had just dribbled the clock out and taken shot clock violations instead of rushing a bunch of shots, turning the ball over? And if you recall, Melissa and I have watched this a million times.
That is such a good one. I can't believe I didn't think of that.
Because, again, the whole game's on YouTube, and I always watch the last 10 minutes. But after they did it like four times, their coach called timeout and like lit into them. But at that point, we had
you can hear it quickly. On the YouTube thing,
yeah,
too. He was going to be like, what the hell are you doing?
And they could have just sat on the ball and the game was over. Instead, they rushed a couple of transition threes. They threw the ball away under their basket, and Jahlia stole it and laid it in. And all of that.
Destiny
went off and scored all the points. But like they could have avoided any of that by just eating the clock out. And if that doesn't happen and we don't win that game, recall, we then beat Notre Dame in the semis.
We don't get to see the cool Haley Van Lith.
Well, I mean, that aside, that was a bubble team that we had that year. They ended up an 8 seed, but they easily could have missed the tournament.
Altogether,
instead, the Louisville win definitely like kind of solidified that, and then went all the way to the finals. And if we don't make the tournament that year, now we won a game and then lost to South Carolina that year. I mean, does the Elite Eight happen? Probably not. Like, that all cascaded out of that.
We could have made shots in that Elite Eight game. We played the best defense against LSU the whole tournament.
That all fell out of that Louisville comeback, which again, Destiny Harden, we got to get her on the show just to ask her about that.
that would be a great interview.
We could actually make happen.
I mean, we know someone who could help.
You know what we need to do? Well, let's clip the part where Coach said you guys need to get Nigel Pack on and send it to Nigel Pack.
Yeah.
Well, I'm good at what I do here.
I know you are. You're the best. You're not just good.
Do the clipping on social media. Well, I mean, you do the Vish is doing like the 2-minute recaps now, but as far as like on our Twitter, I've always got clips of stuff and revealing our chat on a regular basis.
I know. Make sure you don't put anything in the WhatsApp group chat unless you want everyone to see it.
I give you a heads up now. I'm like, hey, I'm posting this online. I know Vish saw it. Matt, did you see our new practice uniforms?
I did.
I'm a fan.
I'll be honest, I'm not really.
I mean, they're practice uniforms. They're not going to be like super hype, but I like.
Wait, are you trolling? Or you seriously don't like them?
No, I'm serious. I thought they were.
I do miss the palm trees, though.
I mean, like they're too bland to me. Unless I'm looking at the wrong ones.
I mean, the palm trees are the best.
They really are.
I wish I could wear these, but they're too big.
I can't actually wear mine, which I've done a couple of times.
I should wear my. Oh, I don't have any.
Look.
In Vicious defense, he didn't know he was getting any.
No, they were acquired on our behalf by a former employee of the University of Miami. Actually, not former. She's still an associate with the athletic department.
Everybody knows Coach Meyer got them for us. We've discussed this a million times. You don't have to be cryptic.
Well, I mean, her telling of it is that not necessarily she took them. So,
I think it's okay.
You can do what you want.
That they're not even wearing anymore because they have new practice uniforms. So it really doesn't matter.
I wonder if she can still get in there and take more stuff first.
If I could just get 5 minutes in the equipment room.
None of it would fit you.
They got to have smalls, extra smalls maybe.
Melissa would come out like this, like just with all this different, all these all hoodies,
the
hoodies on.
Just give me all the hoodies. Those like white and gray camo hoodies they wore through the European tour last summer. I want those. Those are sick.
Yeah, I can just it's too long. I can't wear this. That's what happened if you win it. Because even the ones that are supposed to be like the basketball jerseys that keep tucked in, so they're longish. They're like extra long anyway. So even the ones that oh wow, this is the undersized point guard on the women's team. I'm about the same height as her, and they'll still be like way too long for your style likes.
Anything else to add before we go into one of my favorite parts of the show?
Are we gonna do plugs before or after that? So those we can.
Are we doing trivia on tonight's final thoughts, or is it just the final final thoughts?
Well, you're about to find out.
All right. Well, I guess before we do that, then, as Melissa said, next week, Thursday, not Wednesday, but Thursday, same time though, 8 p.m., Danielle Page, assistant coach for the women's team, is on. But next week on Monday, Six Rings Kane, we got our UF preview. It is football season, folks. It's football season. So that's all next week. So we got Six Ring previewing the UF game, and then we got another massive guest. We're just knocking them out now. On this show, Thursday at 8 p.m., Danielle Page joins us.
I wonder if I can get all the assistant coaches before the season starts.
We're getting close. That's what I'm saying. On the men's side too. We've gotten two, and we've gotten two women's head coaches. So something's missing there, assistants. Coach Lauren Yaga. So,
well, Muriel Page is the only one who doesn't follow us on the Buckets account, but I could probably get Jesse Ivy because she does follow us. But the fourth assistant coach, and then the strength and conditioning coordinator follows me on Twitter and on Instagram, so I'm able to get her too.
Her I've met.
No relation. Her last name's Brian.
I got that. Mr. Bridges, are we all set?
Oh. I mean, I'm ready.
Matty Ice.
Let's go. Final thoughts today. It's a trivia edition.
Yes. I love the final thoughts
trivia. So I don't know if you guys are going to – well, I think you'll love it, but it's going to be a tough one. We're going to go back and forth. I don't even know if you guys will be able to name one, though. So this might be really tough.
It might be a back and forth and then quit.
It might even, yeah. Like,
well, Vish won last time, and then name. I got the first one.
Vish, so. Vish, actually, I think Vish will get a name. But we'll start with Melissa. We got to start with our, our fearless leader.
You got to let the dictator go first. Otherwise, we'll all be executed.
Who can name the most NBA players that played at the beach?
Oh my god! I don't think I know any either, Melissa.
I withdraw.
Oh, what happened to Go Beach? I'm about the beach. Go Beach, right? I have never pretended otherwise that I do not care of it. You've been faking it.
I
root for the beach because I support our co-host.
I support our co-host too, but I don't fake like I'm a beach fan.
There's a guy that played a couple seasons.
When they win like four games next year, you're not going to care.
There's a guy that played a couple seasons for the Heat that went to Long Beach State because he was there when I was there.
Okay. When you were there,
Norris Cole.
No.
Okay. Oh, man. Was it Rasul Butler? Was it? That's too old.
No. He played for, I want to say, like, four or five different teams.
Played with the Heat.
There's some.
Oh, I'm sure there are. I mean, like, there's going to be a lot of. Oh, I didn't know he went to Long Beach. That's what this is going to turn into. Melissa, it's your turn.
I'm going to have to just start. I'm going to just have to start giving clues.
Okay.
I just don't know how to be.
How many players in total is it? Are we talking about current NBA players?
Current, there's, I don't think, no, there's none.
Okay, so it's just
it's
all time.
Former. Yeah, it's all time. I'm saying
this
all
is
time.
Harder than NBA grid.
I know, but it's
Nazir Muhammad.
Went to Kentucky.
I'm looking through the names right now, and there's 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 two pretty well-known names of like, what's the clue I should do here? I'm pretty sure he, think like 80s, 90s.
I'm not going to get one. So
80s, 90s.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fat Lever. That's my go-to.
No. One of them won a 3-point contest. I think he won.
Craig Hodges? Mine won.
There you go. There's one. Nope. Craig Hodges played with
the Bulls.
Played with Michael Jordan.
So he won the 3-point contest twice in a row, and then the Bulls cut him, and he was not an NBA team, so they let him compete anyway. And back then, they didn't have all-star jerseys. They wore like their normal jerseys, and he just was wearing like a gray jersey that said NBA on it because he didn't have a team. Pretty sad. Yeah. And he didn't win. No. But they like, we can't do this without Hodges.
I got the Clippers question a few weeks ago, and I'm glad I got one.
All right,
it doesn't count anyway. Mine does. We both lost this one. I mean, he gave that away. Go ahead.
Dude played for the Jazz for a good amount of time, and then
Olden Paulus. Known...
No.
Sorry, he's known for.
He's known for playing. He's known for playing for the Jazz.
Brian Russell?
Yep.
He's not known for playing for the Jazz. He's known for
getting
punked by Michael Jordan. That's what he's known for. He's in the background falling over.
I was going to say that, but that would have given it away. The name that I was thinking of that he went to school with me was James Ennis.
Oh, see, that's what I was like. I think if Melissa had thought through her obscure recent Heat player, she would have pulled that.
Yeah.
I could have gotten there eventually, but we would have been here a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Lord knows we're very crisp.
I should have done.
We never drift. So.
Do you think you could name baseball players that played at Long Beach? No?
Probably not.
I'd have to pull up a list right now.
I don't know. Did Mark Kotze play there? I get him mixed up with Fullerton.
Do you also have a final thoughts?
No.
This was the final thoughts.
No, but like just a thought, not a trivia question.
No.
Oh.
I know Evan Longoria played.
Final thoughts would be that Reese's is better than Almond Joy.
Well, I mean, that's like a given. It's not even a thought. It's just like a fact.
What if you want nuts?
Peanut M&Ms.
We want nuts.
Peanuts,
coconut,
peanuts,
and
peanuts aren't technically nuts, though, are they?
They're a legume.
Legume.
I don't even know what nut is in an Almond Joy, but Logan
is
Almond Joy.
Is it an almond?
Oh yeah, duh. Okay, I do know what nuts in an Almond Joy. If I say the name enough times, it might come to me.
Even with my long.
I gotta keep that. That's
even.
That's going in the clips on this for sure.
Even with my Long Beach State education.
Can we get rid of my no shame thing and just put like
what nut is in an almond joy? I don't even know what nut is.
Instead of the socks outro, it should be the nut outro.
I mean, we can't ever get rid of the socks outro. But
that's amazing.
That's going everywhere. That's one of those moments.
I might clip that and pin that.
English is profile. Hard. English is hard.
That's funny. All right, I got some clipping.
You know, you get into hour two of the show, and that's when the joke happens.
You have a busy day at work, Fish, that you forgot that Almond Joy has almonds?
Look.
He was thinking of mounds. That's why.
No, mounds don't have nuts.
Great final thoughts.
This is drifted.
Do they sell mounds anymore? I've never seen mounds like I barely see Almond Joy. The ones I do see are all dusty.
Could be another Mount Rushmore, like a Mount Rushmore of our favorite like peanut and nut candy.
I don't even think I have any. I only like peanuts and candy. I'm not a big.
Yep, they're both made in the Hershey plant in Robinson, Illinois.
It's just one guy making them because that's all they need.
It's just a kickback to the coconut lobby.
He loads up his van and goes delivers them. And,
all right. Anything else before we get out of here?
We should do a Mount Trashmore of all the worst snacks.
We should have written down what we should have done is written down our Mount Rushmores and Trash Force because we're definitely going to hit a repeat at some point.
I mean, I've been writing.
Melissa has a binder. Yeah, she has a binder.
But it's not all of them, though. I don't write down all of them.
There are definitely times where we, like, all of a sudden, like, maybe 5 minutes before show, realize we've already done what we were about to do. Like, wait, we already did that. So, yeah, it's definitely at one point we will repeat.
Can I add to our sliding doors of Jack McClinton transferring to Miami from Siena?
Fish is just like, sure, fuck it. Yeah, go ahead.
Does that count?
No, but...
I don't know. That was a hard one. The trash more is going to be easier to do.
The Frank Haith era doesn't count for anything. We're going to erase that from existence. That and Perry Clark.
Hey, that's Melissa's guy.
What would have happened if Sean Hull wasn't refereeing the game I got kicked out of?
Someone else would have been kicked you out, and you'd remember some other ref's name instead.
Coach Kimball knew Sean Hull, too.
Yeah, but I think if you had said, insert, I don't know, Teddy Valentine or something, you would have known, too, and he would have equally thrown you out because you were waving money at the official.
I don't know. Matt, you should have the last thought before I cue it. Anything to add?
Yes. There's an important decision lingering right now. I'm very hungry. I have a decision to make of where I want to take my hunger.
Chipotle.
Popeyes.
I have decided to take my hunger to Chipotle.
You could have done something for the Popeyes lobby here as we're struggling. And instead,
I'll be 100% honest. I don't even know the last time I had Popeyes. It's been a while. But, like, it's not a negative. I don't see it as a negative thing. It's just I have to go to Chick-fil-A because Monica and her sisters love Chick-fil-A. And yeah,
they're invited on the show.
They're not coming on the show.
All righty. Tune in next week, Thursday, 8 p.m. Coach Danielle Page of the women's team will be on. Six String Canes will be on next Monday at 8:30 for your Miami versus Florida breakdown. I don't know if you're having it. Are you having F1?
Yeah, there's a race this weekend, Dutch Grand Prix. We had F1 yesterday, and we'll review that next week and talk about the Italian Grand Prix.
Canes on Deck is also on this network that will.
Yeah, when we have something to talk about, we'll
but mainly Buckets next Thursday, 8 p.m. Coach Danielle Page of the women's team will be on. And then hopefully we'll have secured Nigel Pack before that. But
wow, that is an optimistic timeline.
I don't know.
Good I have show another tonight, guest guys. That I'm going to get on to.
Thanks for everybody for watching, everyone in the chat. Cue the Sox outro. Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.